Have you ever noticed how some products feel like they get you? Your Nest thermostat learns your rhythms. Your Spotify playlist understands your mood. Your favorite app anticipates what you need before you ask. These aren't accidents of good engineering. They're the result of something far more human: empathy. While most companies chase feature lists and technical specs, the products that truly succeed are built on a radically different foundation. They're designed by teams who spent time watching real people struggle, dream, and navigate their daily lives. This approach has quietly revolutionized how successful companies build everything from thermostats to social networks, transforming product development from a technical exercise into an art of human connection. The chasm between forgettable products and beloved ones isn't about technology, it's about understanding. Traditional product development follows a predictable script: write requirements documents, check off feature lists, ship on schedule. This mechanical process produces mechanical results. Design-driven companies take a fundamentally different path. They recognize that products aren't just functional tools, they're relationships. Think about how you describe your phone dying or an app getting a makeover. This isn't careless language. It reveals our deep tendency to personify the digital objects in our lives. We form emotional bonds with products, and the most successful ones are designed with this psychological reality in mind. Products range from airplane seats to apps, but what's changed is how we value them. Physical products provided clear utility. A chair holds you, a lamp illuminates. Today's most valuable digital products serve deeper purposes. Instagram doesn't just share photos, it helps craft identity. Slack doesn't just enable communication, it shapes how teams collaborate. Product managers must ensure fit between three dimensions: the product, the individual user, and the market ecosystem. Design-minded product managers simplify features when competitors add more. They slow development to understand user problems. They prioritize user needs over initial business wants or technological possibilities. This approach requires holding contradictions simultaneously, being analytical yet intuitive, data-driven yet human-centered, optimistic about possibilities while skeptical of technology for its own sake. The liberating truth: empathy isn't mystical talent reserved for creative geniuses. It's a systematic skill developed through practice, observation, and willingness to see the world through someone else's eyes. Product market fit requires navigating complex ecosystems of competing interests, regulations, cultural norms, and technological readiness. GPS and microwave ovens existed long before mass adoption. Sometimes the world simply isn't ready yet. Consider Hayride, a ride-sharing app launched in Austin in 2012. The product worked beautifully. Users loved it. But a city government cease and desist letter shut it down within 3 months. The lesson? Market ecosystems include customers, competitors, policies, laws, trends, and user communities. Success requires harmonizing with all these forces simultaneously. The most valuable signals come from communities, groups whose attitudes and conventions are shifting meaningfully. When wealthy suburban parents suddenly embrace used clothing marketplaces, that's a values shift around sustainability. When teenagers abandon platforms their parents use, that signals changing norms around privacy and identity. Copying rivals leaves you perpetually behind. Instead, watch how communities respond to competition and technological change. These patterns reveal where genuine opportunities lie. Raw market signals require interpretation frameworks. Value goal statements force honesty about deliverables. Instead of "I'm a product manager for an airline," try "I help travelers build memories through comfortable flights." This exposes genuine value beneath marketing speak. The 2x2 matrix organizes complexity by positioning communities along two axes. In health and wellness, map 16 communities from endurance athletes to gluten-free dieters against population size and accompanied by introspection. The diagram reveals white spaces, underserved markets, or areas to avoid. What-if scenarios prepare you for multiple futures. Imagine detailed failure scenarios. Sketch a competitor's pricing strategy, draft their press release, wireframe their superior interface. you'll identify vulnerabilities before the market exploits them. This preemptive thinking transforms reactive firefighting into proactive strategy.
While market fit concerns broad trends, behavioral insights zoom into individual moments. How do people actually use products? What workarounds have they invented? Where do they get frustrated or delighted? Gaining these insights requires leaving your office and spending time in the messy reality of people's lives. The process is straightforward. Go where behavior happens, watch it unfold, and talk to people while they're doing it. Prepare open-ended questions about actions and processes, not statistics or opinions. When someone mentions any product or workflow, immediately ask to see an example. Watching a subway tourist struggle with a ticket kiosk reveals far more than asking them to describe it later. Observe passengers juggling phones, coffee, and wallets. They need a surface to place items. Notice laptop users creating artificial boundaries in crowded spaces. They're either seeking privacy or embracing focused productivity. Capture everything: audio, photos, video, artifacts. Create a physical synthesis wall where you can place individual observations on sticky notes. Unlike digital storage that forces hierarchical organization, a wall lets you discover hidden connections and spot anomalies. As you group similar notes and name emerging patterns, you'll see structures related to workflow and lifestyle choices. Transform these observations into provocative insights, statements of truth about human behavior that require interpretive leaps. These insights introduce risk because they might be wrong, but they're the source of genuine innovation.
Strong products have consistent personalities users sense and relate to. When MailChimp uses playful language and whimsical illustrations, users feel more creative themselves. The product's emotional qualities transfer to them. Concept maps crystallize your product's personality by connecting nouns and verbs that describe your stance and value proposition. List what your product does and represents, prioritize by emotional value, then connect top items into a sentence capturing its essence. Sketch hero flows, ideal paths users take from first encounter to habitual use, revealing where personality shines or falls flat. Product roadmaps visualize how capabilities evolve over 3 to 6 months, showing development efforts as capability blocks and organizational responsibility as swim lanes. When achieving your vision takes longer than expected, break capabilities into iterative phases. Send text messages becomes 4 smaller capabilities. Sending text to all users, scheduling messages, creating generic content, and customizing based on activity. Each capability translates into user stories, describing functionality from the user's perspective. Manage multiplying ideas in a product backlog, a living list requiring regular pruning and prioritization.
Product management demands initiative. When stakeholder discussions stall, create tangible artifacts, diagrams, sketches, mock-ups that transform abstract concepts into concrete representations. Socialize your roadmap throughout the organization, understanding each stakeholder's motivations and showing how decisions support their goals. Launch regularly to enable quick adjustments. Keep engineers motivated by explaining the rationale behind roadmap items and their user value, providing measurable success indicators before development begins. Focus metrics on your emotional value proposition. When Instagram noticed users spending more time crafting captions, that signaled deeper engagement with storytelling, not just photo sharing. Technology success now depends less on computational innovation and more on understanding human behavior. Google was perhaps the last major tech company to win primarily through algorithmic superiority. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Peloton succeeded by grasping how people want to connect, share, and belong. As AI advances, this human-centered approach becomes critical. The future belongs to those who recognize that behind every metric stands a real person trying to accomplish something meaningful. Your job isn't building features, it's understanding people so deeply you can create experiences they'll love. Start by stepping away from your screen into someone else's reality.